Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Matt and Scott's Excellent Podcast. I am one half of the co-host team, Scotty Doesn't Know, Mr. Scott Gibson, and joined by always my good friend, brother from another mother, even though we're the exact opposite on everything.
Sometimes brothers are opposite.
Yeah, Mr. Matt Sayer.
How are we doing out there?
Yeah, how are we doing out there, YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, everybody that can hear us? Hopefully we'll have the video up finally, because
there might be a wave of videos.
Hopefully, yeah, you might get all of them at once. So I'm going to apologize for that, because it's all been me. I've been trying to upload the things from my phone. It's just not working. So if we're going to try to upload them from the computer, maybe we have more success.
I think we're going to be good. I think it's going to be a good show, too. We're going back to kind of our wheelhouse. Sports is probably what we know the most of.
Right in our wheelhouse.
Even though we're going to talk about anything and everything on this show.
Yep.
But the NFL's coming up, so we figure we're going to have to do a show about it. Before we get going, I know we don't like to get real political on the show.
Right.
But I want to address the players kneeling thing.
Well, that's crazy, because we didn't even talk about this, but I wanted to do that too. Yeah, I swear.
Okay.
Like I said, we don't want to get political, but I'm sure we have a little bit of personal views on it. But
here's my thing. It's, I don't even know if I would even say it's really my personal view. I won't even mention what mine is. I'm just saying that the people who are getting mad and saying it's disrespectful, you have that right to say that it's disrespectful what you're doing. They also have the right to kneel.
Right.
And these people who are constantly, I'm boycotting the NFL, I'm done with the NFL, and they feel the need to do it on social media, on NFL pages.
Yeah.
You're still watching it.
Yeah, everybody's going to watch this.
We don't care if you're boycotting the NFL.
No, if it really bothers you that bad, stop watching. It's simple. Follow through with what you said you was going to do. Stop watching. I'm fully on for it. I think, you know, they have the right to do just as much as we have the right to do this podcast. They have a right to kneel during the anthem peacefully protest it in the Constitution. And but one guy did make a point that I must say is a very good point. He said, okay, you want to kneel now. He said, when the camera's on you, where were you during the off season? Why didn't you?
That's true. I understand. So the same thing I've said about Colin Kaepernick, that he never really – what has he done, though? Like, he made all this fuss, but what is he really doing?
Also, I know he made some donations and stuff, but I get everybody's point. I do. I see from both sides of it. I get it. I see how people are like, it's disrespectful to the flag, and then I see military veterans are like, well, we fought for your right to argue about it just as much as their right to kneel. So
yeah, I mean, I've seen it both ways. So, but at the end of the day, it's their right to do so.
Yeah.
Unless, like, say with the Cowboys, I'm a Cowboys fan, Jerry Jones has told them they can't.
Right.
So if that's your boss saying that's what you can't do, then I'd listen to your boss.
Yeah. Just another notch on the Cowboys. Yeah, go Cowboys.
Yeah,
right?
I don't necessarily agree with that, but
no. Like you said, it's their right to do it. See, me personally, I would stand up for the flag and put my hand over my heart like I normally do. But if you're not going to, you're not going to hear anything from me from it. I'm not going to say a word to you.
No.
Your right to sit there during the national anthem, as it's my right to stand up for it.
Right.
So and I'm not going to judge you whether you want to stand up for it or not.
Yeah, and don't get mad when you catch grief because of it. So decide to do it and stand up for what you're believing in there.
I can respect somebody standing up for what they believe in and what's right. And if you don't feel like, if you don't think that there's a racial disparity in the world, then you're not living in the world. There's clearly one. But I agree with what the gentleman said. I can't think of his name. Graham something. Where he said, you know, you should have been doing this during the off season, but you only do it when the camera's on there. Which is true. A lot of them. But Kaepernick has done, he's done some good.
Done something.
So I'll give him that. At least he brought views to the issue, where most people were just like, well, it's on social media. Well, now you got big name stars clamoring about the issue, and now it's actually got the world focused on it.
I'm also tired of people like clamoring for Kaepernick to be back in the NFL. He's not in the NFL because he's not that good.
Yeah, he really isn't good.
He was good at one point, but he dropped off dramatically.
Yeah, and it's the same way with RG3.
Yeah.
He had that same RG3. I mean, he came out and he was a game changer, but once people figured him out, he was no longer that same game changer.
Yeah.
And you just can't bring somebody that's going to be, and I hate to use this word, but if he's going to be a sideshow, you can't really bring him onto the team and
play. Right. Does his distraction outweigh his playing?
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
it doesn't.
Right. So if Tom Brady was doing the same thing, he'd still have a job.
Right.
So
I'm
ready to burn the flag on the field.
The white America would love it if he burned the flag. They would love Tom Brady if he, unfortunately. just the world we live in. It seems like if a white man were to say this stuff, then it's not a big deal. But
right.
So that's enough politics for me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I can't believe you wanted to do it.
But it is so funny, though, because I didn't even say it. I was actually going to start it, and I was like, well, when you start, I was like... Maybe we aren't exact opposites like I thought we were.
Maybe not. Maybe not on the important stuff.
Maybe we're where we should be. But football's back officially. September 6th is the first game. It's the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And that is so weird to say because I've been a Philadelphia Eagles fan my whole life. And for me to actually say that they are Super Bowl champions, defending, reigning Super Bowl champions, it's a wonderful feeling.
I wouldn't know that feeling. I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. Also opposites here.
Yeah, everywhere.
I was six, I think, last time we won a Super Bowl. I barely remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't bragging in kindergarten about it.
Yeah, nobody was bragging in kindergarten about Super Bowl. Like, I remember the first time I watched an Eagles game with my dad. What brought me to being an Eagles fan. It was an Eagles-Cowboys game because my dad was a Cowboys fan. He's a bandwagon jumper, though. If he's listening, he knows he is. I don't care what he says.
Who's his team now?
Patriots.
Wow.
Yeah, I swear. He was a Rams fan back when Warner was there. So, like I said, he jumps on the bandwagon, but I give him a hard time about it. But he let me stay up on a Monday night football game. Ty Detmer was the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I remember sitting there, I think I was 8, and I remember seeing the helmets, and I was like, those are awesome. And just from then, I asked him who they were. And he's like, oh, those are the Eagles. They suck. And they just – and at the time, they did because they had the first-round pick, the very first overall pick the very next year, and they got McNabb with it. And second overall pick, sorry. McNabb was the second overall pick.
Yeah.
They've had good luck with that second overall pick because they just got, Carson Wentz with it too.
True. Oh, yeah, I remember all the comparisons whenever they drafted it.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like the last time they had the number 2 pick, they drafted a quarterback. And it's crazy. But, yeah, I've been a fan since – I want to say I was 8. Maybe 7. But.
The helmets had me when I at an early age too. I always thought the Eagles had the coolest helmets.
Yeah, Eagles and Bengals always had the coolest helmets.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to jump into this.
I don't know.
Basically, see, we probably should have game planned a little bit.
We're
just going to wing football because we know football. And
have you been watching any preseason though? Before we get.
Well, okay, so I watched the Hall of Fame game. I watched the first half of it.
Hey, what's up?
Because I was curious as to how Lamar Jackson was going to do.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of his preseason, the one where he ran for touchdown here the other day.
Well, the thing with Lamar Jackson, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful because he's a highly talented quarterback, is he threw 54% completion percentage in college.
Yeah.
That doesn't justify a first-round draft pick.
No, I
don't think he's going to be the turnaround for the Ravens offense.
Yeah.
I still don't see how you – don't give Flacco the ball.
He's
a $100 million quarterback.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he you got to give him the ball.
Their receiving core actually is not too bad this year.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Crabtree's there. They got Snead. Right.
Yeah, Willie Snead. They still got Breshad Perriman, who really hasn't blossomed into the receiver they thought he would. But this could be the year that he does because he was injured his first year and I think half of his second year. So I mean, the talent's there.
The talent's there. Yeah.
But, yeah, I watched the Hall of Fame game. They played the Bears, and I was watching the Eagles, Chase Daniel. I watched him, and
who's he with now?
He's with the Bears.
He's with the Bears?
Yeah, he's back up to Mitchell Trubisky. which is funny. I saw a thing that they did together. Mitchell Trubisky was signing autographs for fans, and Chase Daniel was hiding and he autographed his jersey for him. But yeah, and then of course I watched the Eagles preseason game, and I watched the replay of the Browns Giants because I wanted to see, because everybody's like,
yeah,
oh, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how he did, and it was, even though it was a preseason game, it was quite impressive.
I'm on record saying that I really enjoyed Baker Mayfield and thought that he should be one of the top picks. So keep it up, making me look okay.
See, that's where we're going to be different. I don't think any of the quarterbacks in this draft justify the first-round draft pick.
Well, it's just so many teams need quarterbacks.
Right.
I think it's the only problem.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. So when you need a quarterback, you gotta aim high for one.
Yeah.
But me personally, I still think Josh Allen
yeah,
was the best of the bunch.
I like Mason.
I mean, the guy throws 82 yards flat-footed.
Yeah, I mean,
that's impressive.
He did throw.
I was watching highlights of him on his preseason game, and he was rolling to his left, which is his opposite hand, and he threw it, and threw it 40-yard bullet down the field. I was like,
yeah. Jesus. He threw a touchdown pass in the corner, and I was watching the replay. I didn't see the ball when he threw it. I was like, oh, wait, what?
He's got a cannon. No, but me personally, I didn't think – I know when you're quarterback needy, you draft high and you go and you aim hard for one.
Yeah.
But I didn't think any of them justified a first-round draft pick, considering the last few batches of quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's the only thing about the Browns, is that they brought in Tyrod Taylor, but you want to draft a quarterback. That was the only thing I didn't get.
And not only that, they drafted him number one overall.
Yeah.
And how are you going to sit your number one overall pick?
And didn't they have the third pick?
Third or fourth
pick?
Yeah.
That I didn't make a whole lot of sense.
I thought personally they should have went with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And then on their next pick, grab Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
Because could you imagine that defensive line of Bradley Chubb and Myles Garrett on the end? And then we got Saquon Barkley with Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, which the Browns defense, you know, hasn't been that bad.
No, it's really not. But I mean,
they can't keep up with an offense that never scores.
Yeah, you're giving up. I mean, I think they only gave up 19 points a game last season.
Yeah.
But they were only scoring 11. So you're not going to win very many games, and I don't think they – what was their record last year?
They didn't win.
I know. No.
Yep.
Okay. I was being a little
making
coy
sure.
There. I was trying to be funny.
I had to remember. I was thinking maybe they won one, though.
No, they went 1-15 the year before that. Like Hugh Jackson's 1-31 in coaching career.
Still there, too.
Yeah, still there. But it's not really all his fault. He really hasn't had the talent. So maybe now that he has a team – we'll see how he really does.
Yeah, that's what the Browns have always done. They just keep rotating and rotating, and they never settle on something and try to work it through. So.
I think the last quarterback that I knew that they had that they tried to center around was Derek Anderson.
Wow.
And he was there for 3 years, I believe, 2 or 3 years, and then he faltered away. And
Oregon State?
Yeah. Derek Anderson. I think he was drafted by the Cowboys, wasn't he?
He might have been.
But I know he's in Carolina right now. But he had one – I think he had two – he had a really good year. He had threw for 3,900 yards in 1 year, and then he got a big contract. And then got injured in the second year. In the third year, they benched him. And then,
never pay these guys anything. They'll always play hard.
Have you watched any preseason?
No, I'm watching a ton of highlights. But I don't want to sit down and watch a whole preseason game.
It's hard to watch a whole
preseason game. Especially with, the Jets and Bills or something. Like, I'm not going to watch that whole game. I actually chose to watch Parks and Rec over the Cowboys preseason game. and they lost anyway. We did see a good glimpse of Bo Scarborough, though, in our backfield.
Yeah, and my brother, who is another Cowboys fan, he's high on that Michael Gallup.
He looked pretty good. Didn't he draft him in the fantasy?
No, that was my dad. My dad.
Oh, okay.
Him. Yeah.
I think it just said Gibson.
Which
one was.
Yeah, it was my dad. Yeah, he drafted him. I texted him. I said, was that Zach drafting for you? He's like, no, it was me. I was like, boy, that 4 points a game is really gonna help you out.
Yeah, I saw Zeke was gone, and I was like, which Gibson? Right? I was like scrolling up.
It was Kendra.
Like, it was Kendra.
Yeah,
sort of like Zach or something got there for us. Yeah.
If I had my phone, we could compare our fantasy football teams. And y'all could tell us who you think got the better team.
I can do it. I can pull it up right now.
That's true. But we can go over that maybe in a little bit.
Yeah. Actually, I lost my phone.
You handed it to me, and that's probably the worst thing to do.
Oh, it's back in my pocket.
Okay, good. I'm not really good with cell phones. The only reason I know where mine's at is because we're using it to film. see, you had me on. Oh, yeah. Okay, so going back to the Ravens Bears, the Hall of Fame game.
Okay.
Corey Vedvik is the punter, and he was doing kicking duty for the Ravens as well. He was the punter kicker for Marshall last year.
Oh, okay.
And a buddy of mine, Mark, was like, did you know the Marshall kicker was on the Ravens? I said, yeah, Vedvik. And he's like, yeah, whatever his name is. I said, and I told him, I said, you know, he hit a 92-yard punt last year. And he's like, no, he didn't. I was like, it's an NCAA record. He hit a 92-yard punt.
Wow.
92-yard. Yeah, that guy's going to find a job somewhere. The Ravens be – I know he's not going to take Justin Tucker's kicking duties away.
No.
But, you know, same
Cook. Tucker's one of the best.
If not the best in the NFL right now. I'd say him.
Him.
And Dan Bailey are probably – and Vinatieri.
Yeah.
They're and Gostkowski. So there's so many good kickers.
Yeah, Gostkowski's pretty good. Yeah, but I think he went through a little slump at the end of last year. Missed like 5 out of 7 or something like that.
Ouch.
He's still second overall, like all time percentage.
I'll say he was first at all time. Yeah.
So, I mean, that tells you how good he is. He misses 5 of the last 7, still up there.
Yeah, and I hate giving Cowboys credit. So, if I'm giving any Cowboy credit,
he's my favorite Cowboy.
He might be my favorite Cowboy. If you had to put a gun in my head and told me to pick a favorite Cowboy,
I trust in him more than I do any other Cowboy. I'm like, just get across the 50 and just send Bailey in. You can't mess it up.
Right? Yeah,
then we'll get 3 points every drive.
Yeah, I think he's, 91% on his career. So, I mean, 9 times out of 10, he's going to make it.
He's going to make it, yeah. And it's even distance, too. It doesn't matter.
In baseball, if you're batting 900, you're going to be making $600 million a year. So,
yeah.
So if you're kicking.
Might be a billionaire. In baseball, depends on who you play for.
The Yankees
might
get,
give you a billion.
Yeah, the Pirates might give you $200K.
Freaking set the standard.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so what we did is we went by game by game. Well, at least I did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it took a long time.
It was tough.
We went game by game, who we thought was going to win each and every game. And this is just from right where the rosters are right now. So it might be a little bit different. We might have a part two mid-season, see where we're at. And so what we did is game by game, picked who we thought was going to win. We found our division winners and our playoffs. So I guess we could start with the NFC East because
we're both
NFC East guys.
We're both invested there. So.
Yeah, we're both highly invested in there. I have two teams from the NFC East making the playoffs.
I only have one.
Yeah, and I know it shocks you to see that I had the Eagles at 13-3, I had the Cowboys at 10-6, and be in the final seed of the playoffs. And like I said, I hate to give Cowboys credit anytime, but I like Dak Prescott. I even told you before we gave up the world for Carson Wentz, which I ate my words because he's as good as advertised, if not better than advertised. I even said, if we can get Dak Prescott, because I even wanted to see, I actually wanted the core that you got for the Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
That's who I thought we should have went after this. Which it would have been good, but not with Chip Kelly as head coach. He was trash.
Yeah, he'd have ruined Zeke.
Yeah, he'd have ruined both of them. But I still think the NFC East is the best division. I know a lot of people are going to say the NFC South is the best division, but when you got the Buccaneers who are that bad and are consistently that bad.
And I think we're both on the same. The Panthers aren't that great anymore.
No.
It's all Cam Newton.
It's
on his shoulders.
I like Christian McCaffrey and I like Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, I like Kuechly, but he can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing. He kind of reminds me of Sean Lee. As great as he is, he just can't stay healthy. But yeah, I have the Eagles at 13-3 taking the one seed because they're still not getting respect, even being the Super Bowl champion.
No, they're not. They're gonna be tough.
And
I don't see how people can.
The only big loss that the Eagles had was LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah.
And then, but we got Jay Ajayi with a full season with the Eagles, and he's got a full training camp under him. So he's got that offense down.
He'll be in better shape, I think.
Probably. Yeah. He actually looks really stout. And that defensive line, I don't think there's a better defensive line in the NFL.
No, because our offensive line is incredible. And, and they were pushing us around a lot last year. And man, that really shocked me.
I
knew at that point that they had a shot in the playoffs with the defense.
Yeah, I feel like the secondary's grown. You still got Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod, who are two stalwart safeties. So, right there, and then you got So I'm going to call him the Green Goblin because that's what I know him as.
Yeah.
Jalen Mills, I think he grew tremendously, especially in the playoffs last year. And then Ronald Darby's coming back from the injury. And
but when the defensive line's getting into you that quick,
yeah,
you don't, they have to get the ball away so fast. It makes the job easier in the backfield.
It's going to be hard to run against that defensive line. It's going to be hard to pass against that defensive line. And Jordan Hicks is coming back healthy. But if he just stays healthy, like, I was stoked when we got him.
Yeah.
And then he had a great rookie season, and he's been injured the last 2 years. Yeah, he's a Texas Longhorn.
Yes, he is. All the Longhorns go to teams I hate. It kills me. So many of them go to the Steelers and
the Eagles. I know a lot of WVU fans that hate the Eagles, and, they're like, they're basically, I got, like, all their good ones. but I have the Giants, even though I feel like Eli Manning is on the downfall of his career.
Yeah.
And I still think that's why they're not going to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, it's
because they cannot trust Eli Manning's arm anymore. And they do have Saquon Barkley.
But he's going to have to shoulder a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
And an offensive line that was not very good last year.
No. And they did add a couple key pieces.
They did.
So I say their running game's going to be a little bit better, but I just don't trust Eli anymore.
No, I don't either. It's almost like he lost a spark. Like, you see him out. I thought about there some games, and, like, he just basically looks like he's giving up midway through games. And
yeah.
He just,
especially if he's having a bad game.
Yeah. He just shrugged his shoulder and just walked off. But I know they were going to the coaches. Yeah. I mean, they had McAdoo. So.
Yeah. Who's the coach now? I can't. He's a former Eagles assistant. I think it was
in. I don't know. That's sad. They're in our division. We don't even know who we're playing against.
I ain't worried about them, though. So I have the Eagles at 13-3, the Cowboys at 10-6. I have the Giants at 8-8. I don't think they're going to be worse than 500 because, like, you got Odell, and that defense is pretty good, especially Landon Collins.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a better safety in the game than Landon Collins. He kind of reminds me of Dawkins and Ed Reed, like a mixture of both.
A little bit.
Because he's a ball hawk, but he can hit.
Yeah.
So, and then the Redskins. And the only reason I have them at 6-10 is I feel like they're going to put up a goose egg in the NFC.
Really? You don't think they'll win one?
I don't think they'll win one.
I swear to you, I feel like they'll beat us one.
They're the only team I have actually losing every game.
They really could lose every NFC game. But
they also could. Like, I could easily have them. In my head, I had them losing a lot of close games. So I have them at 6-10, but they could easily be 8-8 or 7-9.
That's the whole division for me, except for the Eagles, which I had going 11-5. I had them losing 5 games. But I think I only had one team that ended up winning 13 throughout the whole NFL.
Right.
That's
2. I didn't realize that.
2, I did have Dallas number 2, so we're right there at them 9-7. I did have them missing the playoffs, though.
Right.
Due to a tiebreaker. And
so that's how I have them in as a tiebreaker with the Falcons.
Yeah. That was the Falcons?
I have them winning the home game against the Falcons this season. That's the tiebreaker in my head.
It's in Dallas?
I'm 97% sure.
I think it is in Dallas.
I mean, I could be wrong because, like I said, I did this last week, so it's that took forever. I think it turned out really well. Even though it took a long time, it turned out really well.
I actually had the Giants worst in the division at 6-10, and then the Redskins, you had 7-9.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it could easily, but like I said, my big difference is the big goose egg in the NFC East. It was just hard for me to have them win again because I feel like Kirk Cousins is better than Alex Smith. Personally, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people don't.
You know, we had so many talks on this in the old podcast that I did.
Right.
It was like a recurring thing of who is better. And I don't know. I would rather have Alex Smith. Kirk Cousins might be more talented all around, I think, but I think I'd rather have Alex Smith.
Right. Okay, so you got Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins, Giants, where I have the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, Redskins.
Yep.
All right, so NFC North, I feel like full healthy Aaron Rodgers is going to bring the Packers back to the promised land.
Yep.
I have them at 12-4 and taking the 2 seed in the NFC.
I had them 13-3
and
taking
the 1
seed. Yeah, the Eagles were.
Yeah, I think we had them flipped. Yep. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I remember us talking about it. I had them flipped. I had the Vikings. Like I said, I think they're gonna. I don't know if they're gonna be better than they were last year because, like I said, Aaron Rodgers coming back. I feel like they don't go undefeated in the division again this year.
No, not with see with Green Bay back. I think the Packers probably sweep them.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like they should be able to beat the Bears and the Lions easily.
You should. The Lions are sneaky though. They'll beat like New England and lose to the Browns.
I actually have the Lions winning the home game against the Vikings.
It could happen.
So I have the Vikings at 11-5, but making the playoffs at the 5 seed. And I have the Bears. I think it's going to be everybody's talking about the 49ers being the pleasant surprise. Even though I think they're going to be decent,
yeah.
I still think the pleasant surprise this year is going to be the Bears.
Okay.
They got some weapons around Trubisky.
Yeah.
The defense was great last year.
Yeah.
And it seemed like all their close games, they won.
Yeah.
If they lost, it was about big numbers.
Yeah.
So the defense kept them in games. And I feel like him having a target in Allen Robinson.
You're high on Allen Robinson.
Yeah, and they got Trey Burton at tight end,
yeah.
And I think he was even though he was very utilized in the Super Bowl, I think he was very underutilized in his Eagles career.
Did you draft him?
Trey Burton?
In fantasy?
No, I didn't. I was going to.
Okay.
I was going to. He was taken, so I ended up getting Hayden Hurst, the rookie from the Ravens.
Yeah, that's right.
My brother's a Ravens fan, so he gave me the lowdown. He's like, yeah, Hayden Hurst is a starting tight end for the Ravens, and Flacco loves tight ends.
I went, wow, that's drafted.
That sounded really bad.
Okay.
All right, so with Bears 8-8,
yep.
I have them being the pleasant surprise, and I have the Lions, even because, like you said, you can't trust them, I have them going 7-9. I don't see anybody being any worse than they were last year.
See, we went complete opposite on the Bears. I think they're going to stink again. I put them at 3-13.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think because they're going to lose to the Packers twice, I think they're going to lose to the Vikings twice. And then,
but I have them sweeping the Lions.
That could happen. But if they just go one,
right.
There's 5 losses in the division for me. I was just going through, and I was like, man, how are they losing all these games? But I just had them doing it.
Hey, fun fact about the Chicago Bears, though, last year, if they played in the AFC North,
yeah.
They'd have won it. They were undefeated in the AFC North. They beat every single one of them.
Wow.
all four of their 5 wins were against the AFC North.
That's what I noticed, is the NFC is stacked, and the AFC is not.
Yeah, it's the AFC is very top-heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Once you get past the first, like, 3 or 4 teams, it's a mediocre and then a shit show.
Yep. Really the way it is.
And I hate to say it, but it's really what it is, especially the AFC. All right, so basically same like last division. You just had the bottom two.
Actually,
no.
I had Minnesota as the 6, so they did get in the playoffs.
Right.
But we're the right the same way. Adam at 9-7. Detroit at 8-8.
Okay.
So probably missing the playoffs and Chicago coming up. Last.
Yeah, obviously.
That's a terrible.
Yeah, they just have a bad.
I'm not sold on Trubisky yet either, so that's another part of it.
So, NFC South, do you want to start off with the NFC South? Since I started off the first two,
We can. I think we have the same record here. NFC South, you got the Saints at 11-5.
Right, and the 3 seed.
I also have them 11-5 as a 3 seed.
Wow.
And we did not look at anything before we did this.
No, because
We have the exact same record.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Buccaneers at 5-11.
5-11.
Panthers at 7-9.
Yep.
And the Falcons are 10-6.
Yep.
See, I have the Falcons on the outside looking in due to the loss of the Cowboys that
they actually snuck in as a 5 seed, but I think I was meaner on teams, it seems like. I got a lot of teams losing a lot of games.
Yeah. I mean, I do when you get to the AFC.
Okay.
But
the NFC is hard to predict. It's tough, man. Week in and week out. It's tough, game after game. But yeah, I had 2 teams in that division making the playoffs.
Right, so I had 2 teams from the NFC East and 2 teams from the NFC North making the playoffs. I have 1 from each of the other 2 divisions. And what's funny is because for some reason I could not figure out when I was looking at my phone and then it died and I was like, who's the other team in the NFC West? It was the damn Rams. It was my winner.
Rams.
I couldn't think of them.
They've been irrelevant, really.
They really have.
Until
recently. Sean McVay is a tremendous coach. I still don't think he should have beat Doug Peterson for the coach of the year.
Yeah, I don't either. I hate the Eagles, but I was very, very high on that.
And it's just because of the next man up and the fact that he went to the Super Bowl and
he
won it.
Still won the Super Bowl.
With a backup quarterback.
With a backup quarterback, yeah. I do not. The Rams lost first playoffs?
Yep.
Yep.
And I think the world of Sean McVay, and I think Jared Goff is a great quarterback.
Yeah.
And I love Todd Gurley. I was going to try a game of fantasy, but when you have the 10th pick, it's really hard to get Todd Gurley.
Yeah, but you went and just, like, turned it. Because you got the 10th and then the next
pick. And then the second. Yeah,
the second pick. Yeah, so you got who? Gordon and...
I got Melvin Gordon and the Leonard Fournette.
Fournette, right. Like, right back to back. Yeah. I know, I was, like, watching it. I was like, man.
Yeah, I went running back heavy because I even got Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins.
I tried, and it still didn't work. I still didn't get running backs. So it was my whole goal, to get running back.
Yeah. So, are we even close on this one?
Where is it? Okay.
NFC West.
The NFC West. Let's see. Rams was the winner. They're also the 4 seed, so we got that correct.
Right.
Both the 4 seed.
I got the Cardinals at 3-13. I see you do as well.
Yep. San Francisco 8-8. You got them 9-7.
I got 9-7, and you got Seattle 9-7.
So that's a slight difference there.
Slight difference, yeah. I got the Seahawks at 8-8. I feel bad for Russell Wilson. He literally has nobody now.
Nothing.
Like, he doesn't have a defense.
It's a one-man show.
And I'm really not sure how to take the Seahawks. But Russell Wilson, I think, is a great quarterback, and I feel like he's going to win them games just being Russell Wilson.
My thing is the defense is deteriorating.
Yeah.
And I just can't. I don't even have him in the playoffs. You don't either.
No, I don't have
him. Even with 9-7, I had him in a tiebreak to the 6. They three-way tie with Dallas and Minnesota, and I gave it to Minnesota because I think Minnesota will beat Seattle. I believe they play.
Yes,
that was the tiebreaker. Minnesota probably beats Dallas and Seattle. I just think that's the way I had it.
Yeah. And then obviously we got the Cardinals 3-13. I feel like
it's gonna be a bad game.
Josh Rosen, I don't think he's starting. I think Sam Bradford's starting, and I feel bad for the Cardinals. Even though you only have Sam Bradford for like 4 games.
I feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald. That's what I feel.
Yeah, but he'll still end up with, like, 100 catches and 1,000 yards. He always does, even with crappy quarterbacks. He did it with Drew Stanton.
And he doesn't care, either. He just keeps on suiting up, playing.
Yeah, he said that he's not going to switch teams. If he gets released by the Cardinals, he's retiring.
Yep.
Because he wants to stay with one team his whole year. He doesn't understand why a lot of people don't do that. And I agree with him.
Oh, I do, too. He's one of my favorite players, still.
Yeah, was mine, too. Like, watching the Eagles get rid of McNabb and let him go to a division rival was hard.
Yeah.
And then watching
Kevin Smith, we did the same thing with the Cardinals.
And then watching that. It's hard to watch your favorite players. Like, for me as a Pirates fan, losing Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
Like, watching him play against the Pirates was hard. Especially his speech. His speech was, like, brutal. It was like, and I was like, I pulled, like, an Andy Dwyer. Like, I'm not crying. I'm allergic to jerks. So my NFC is, I feel like it's obviously way more stacked than...
So, we're going to run through your top 6. I'll run through my top 6.
Yeah, and then we'll play a commercial. Yeah. And
nice.
So my top 6, I have the 1 seed Eagles, Packers at 2, 3 Saints, 4 Rams, Vikings at 5, and Cowboys, unfortunately, sneaking in as the 6 seed.
I think you're jinxing it on purpose, though.
I wouldn't do that. I swear. I feel like the show needs integrity, and I feel like Cowboys... as much as I hate them, are still at least the second best team in the NFC East. If the Eagles have a couple of injuries, they could easily take it.
Yeah, with Zeke been healthy in there all year.
Yeah,
it's gonna make a big difference.
Even though he does look a little pudgy.
He does. It might be better. He's gonna hurt people.
Which I can't really say anything, but I wasn't buff and then turned pudgy. I've been pudgy.
That's true. That's true. He likes to eat. Though.
Yeah. Who doesn't
like to eat? Yeah.
All right. So anyway. There's my top 6, Fuji.
My 1 and 2 are switched from yours. I got Green Bay 1, Philly 2. My 3 seed, I didn't put mine in nowhere near order, but 3 seed is New Orleans. 4 is L.A. You had the same thing. So we got the top 4 the same, just first 2 switched.
Right.
5 is Atlanta, and 6 I had Minnesota sneaking in. So, yeah.
Okay. So there's our NFC, our NFC brackets, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with our AFC and Super Bowl predictions.
Hey guys, this is Chris Chandler with the Wrestling Rage Podcast. And if you are running a pro wrestling event, MMA, boxing event, or just looking for some top-notch graphic design work done, then contact me at ChanManDesigns@ChanManDesigns.com for all your graphic needs. And receive 10% off your first order. That's at ChanManDesigns.com.
All right, welcome back. Joined as always, my co-host and brother from another mother, back from our quick commercial break from Chain Man Designs. If you haven't checked them out, you can check them out on Facebook, Chain Man Designs, Instagram, Twitter, Chain Man Designs. He does great work, and And I think the ad said he'll give you 10% off your first order.
And I saw that if you're a wrestling fan, Sting share one of his.
If you're for him, I know it was a big deal for him.
He was
a huge Sting fan. He grew up his whole life idolizing Sting, and Sting shared his poster of Sting for Boardwalk Beatdown that we're actually going to in Atlantic City.
Sure.
So we'll get to meet Sting. So it's pretty exciting. But if you want to find out more about that, you should listen to us Thursday on the Wrestling Rage podcast as I'll be joining Chris Chandler, the Chan Man from Chan Man Designs on Wrestling Rage every Thursday. Well, not every Thursday. I wish I could say every Thursday, but, you know, we got work life. So unfortunately we got to work for a living. We can't really do YouTube and podcast for a living, which would be a nice, I'd love to, so I can spend more time with my kids. But so what we're going to do now, even though I was kind of brought the tone down for a little bit. I didn't mean to, sometimes I start a sentence and I don't know where I'm going, so I try to finish it, and then I just brought the whole tone down. So we're going
back to depression.
Since I did the NFC, okay. I'm going to let you do the AFC. With the AFC, and then I'll come up with my comparison. So we're going to do our AFC, then we'll give our playoff rundown and Super Bowl, and I'm even going to do an MVP.
MVP?
Yeah.
Of the league. Okay.
Of the league.
All right, gotcha. You have the AFC East first half.
I stayed with it.
You put them in order.
Well, on my phone, it looked like this. But when I knew that we was going to be using my phone, I tried to put them in order.
Gotcha.
Which kind of worked out. Like, you can see I almost actually put the 6 and 10 for the Giants.
You can see it.
You can see it.
No, you guys can see it.
Yeah, you can see it.
We can see it.
But I fixed it.
This is pretty clear cut, right?
Yeah.
AFC East, New England's going to win it. I have them go 11-5, actually, because they had a couple tough games. They got the Packers. I saw them play them this year. I don't know. I think it might be a little sluggish of a year for them.
I actually had them losing to the Packers.
I do, too.
And I had them losing to the Jaguars.
I do, too.
But for the life of me, without it in front of me, I can't remember who I have them as the third loss.
I can't either, but I have 5 losses.
Yeah.
I have the Chiefs, maybe. They play the Chiefs, which that's always a weird, tough game, especially if they do play in Arrowhead.
I think they were playing in Arrowhead. Actually, I think that is the game I have them losing. But I'll have to look, but I'm pretty sure it is.
And just looking through the AFC, I can't remember who else they played, but I'm losing somewhere else. Either way.
It might be
an NFC team.
Yeah, I have them losing to the Jaguars because it's in Jacksonville. And I think they go to Lambeau, and I think it's...
Yeah, if they go to Lambeau, I'm giving that nod.
Even if it isn't in Lambeau, the Aaron Rodgers-Tom Brady matchup is what everybody's been clamoring for.
Yeah.
And they won in a Super Bowl. I'd just rather have it in a regular season because I'm tired of seeing...
But even at 11-5, they're 5 games above the next team. We got Buffalo.
I have a Bills second, too.
At 6-10, you got them.
I got them at 7-9.
And then we got Miami. We're the same. Yeah, Miami I got at the 3, but I'll have them winning 5 games. You got them?
I got them winning 4 because I don't trust Tannehill.
I don't either.
I trust Cutler more than I trust Tannehill. I'm just kidding.
I just blanked out there for a second.
I'm just kidding.
Couldn't trust either one in my head. And I didn't know what to say.
No, 2 minutes ago in the game on the line, I'm giving it to the defense.
Yes.
I don't care who the defense is. I'm giving it to the defense.
Run the Wildcat, see what happens.
And then you have the Jets.
The Jets last. You have them 2-14?
I have them 2-14. I don't see them winning a lot.
It's weird. I have them 4-12, and the numbers are mixed in my head now. My dyslexia is coming out.
Right.
So I have 4-12.
For me, I don't see them keeping Bridgewater, which I think is dumb. I think Bridgewater
is
better than McCown.
He should start.
And I believe he should start, but I think McCown's going to start. They're going to release Bridgewater at the end of the preseason. I feel like he's going to be one of those big names that gets released at the end of the preseason. And I have Bridgewater getting cut. And then, of course, the midseason, I have
Sam Darnold
coming in. And I think he's going to be all right. I still don't think he was worth a first-round pick.
No, I was never sold on him either.
No. He had one good year at USC.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even his last year.
No, he should have came back and played again.
Yeah.
They were just all against playing 4 years anymore.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, he would have helped his draft. But I mean, if you think about it, you got Will Greer, who is obviously probably right now. If you just think about it, he's probably the best quarterback in NCAA right now. I can't think of anyone better.
A lot of quarterbacks left.
Right, but if Sam Darnold or even I know Josh Rosen couldn't come back or Josh Allen because they were seniors.
Yeah.
But if he would have came back and Lamar Jackson would have came back,
yeah,
I feel like it would have been a really fun race for the Heisman. I feel like Will Greer may just run away with it.
If question is any good.
Well, I don't know. Well, I also like the running back from Stanford. I can't think of his name.
Oh yeah,
Bryce Petty. No, yep. Bryce Petty.
He was quarterback.
Bryce, something Petty. Or is it Bryce
Love?
Bryce Love.
That's
Love. Yeah, I knew it was either Bryce or Petty. It was one of the two.
Where is Bryce Petty?
He's actually on the Jets.
Is he on the Jets too?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know if they cut him because I know they cut Hackenberg, which the Eagles picked up for the
so
extra
use. Yeah, the Jets have too many quarterbacks.
Yeah,
should be a rule. They got Red Geno Smith too, don't they?
Yeah, I
think
no, he was Giants last year. I think he still is on the Giants.
That's right, he was, and they thought he could play. They benched Eli Manning for him.
Yeah, they benched Eli Manning for
him.
Yeah.
Awful.
Then they put Eli back in.
Eat crow, Mac, dude.
So we got the AFC North next.
AFC North, yeah.
I don't think we're even close on this one together.
Are we up? So we got Pittsburgh. I have Pittsburgh winning.
I do have Pittsburgh winning, but I think the next three, I think we have.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think we probably do. I have Pittsburgh 10-6. Winning it. They just get too lazy. They just don't, like, they get too lazy during the season. I think they lose six games. Easy. But they know they can do that and still win the division.
Right. Yeah, because, so, I mean.
Well, yeah, well, second on mine, you did not. Well, we have the same record.
Yeah. You have them at 8-8, but you have them.
Baltimore at 8-8. I have them number two, though. I still think Cincinnati's not there. I don't know if I trust the Red Rocket anymore.
I've never been a hater of Andy Dalton.
I think he
gets a lot of unfair hate, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Andy Dalton gets a lot of unfair hate. I think he's been very productive his entire career.
He has been. Yeah.
I think his first 4 years, he was the first quarterback in history to throw for 3,500 yards each of those years.
Yeah.
To start his career. So, I mean,
started out like a rocket.
Yeah, and he still has A.J. Green, and John Ross has come back from injury, and then Joe Mixon is unbelievable.
He's good. I almost drafted him several times, and I just kept passing on him.
Me too.
I was like, maybe you'll be there. Maybe
the pick that he got taken after me, I was going to take
him. I was going to get him the next time around, too. Yeah.
But I knew my buddy Mark is a huge Bengals fan.
I can't wait till he didn't get him.
And I knew he wanted Joe Mixon. I was like, if I take him, he's going to be mad. I was like, then I'll have to hear him whine. And I don't want to hear him whine, and he'll be offering me all these trades. So I was like, I'll just let him have him.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who I took. I think I took a wide receiver. I can't remember which one it was. I think it was Allen Robinson now. I think about it.
Yeah,
I
thought you had
it. Yeah, I took Allen Robinson. And then I let him have Joe Mixon. And then he took Tyler Eifert from me. Like, did yours make a weird sound?
Too, yeah.
Yeah, did you hear a weird sound when people kept taking guys off your list?
Uh-uh.
Mine was making a weird noise. Like, it'll be like, when somebody took something off your list.
I didn't make a draft board. That's right.
Oh. I have the Bengals at 10-6 and making the playoffs this year. I feel like it was funny that they cost the Ravens the playoffs last year, and I feel like for me is that I actually had them sweeping the Ravens.
Really?
Yeah, that was the big thing for me. I had them splitting with the Steelers, splitting with the Browns, and then sweeping the Ravens.
See, I had them getting swept by the Steelers. I think they split with the Ravens.
They just always play tough against the Steelers.
They do. Still seem to always lose, though.
they do. Like Marvin Lewis, I don't know. He's not bad, but he hasn't won a playoff game.
I'm just done with him. They're never going to get rid of him. He's going to coach.
Yeah, he's been
forever.
Coaching, I think, since like 1964, and he has no playoff wins.
My first year.
But I have the Browns obviously win way more than they did last year.
I did, too.
They upgraded in just about every need that they had. Wide receiver, quarterback, running back. Then they got Carlos Hyde.
Yeah.
Which
Carlos Hyde.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of Carlos Hyde. Can't remember the running back they drafted. Nick Chubb? Yeah, from Georgia. And I didn't understand that because they also have Duke Johnson.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for Duke Johnson, though, because I feel like he's just going to be a third down back.
Yeah,
and,
he was actually pretty good in fantasy, too, but I couldn't take him.
Yeah, I couldn't take him this year. I think my dad took him this year. So I have the Steelers, Bengals both making the playoffs. I have the Ravens at 8-8 and the Browns at 7-9. I think it's going to be a lot more competitive this year. I still think that the Bengals still got a way to go, but I think with how bad the AFC is,
yeah,
I still think they could sneak in. I cannot trust Flacco.
No.
And I don't see Lamar Jackson getting any playing time this year unless Flacco gets injured.
The Ravens are like the Lions to me now. It's really, they keep every game interesting, and I just can't ever trust them to finish them.
Yeah, there was like last year they beat, I can't remember who they beat. They beat them handily the week before they played the Bears at home.
Yeah.
And lost to the Bears in overtime.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the game either.
And I was like, how the hell do you do that?
I'm so unpredictable.
Yeah, like you said, just like the Lions. But the difference is, for me, is Stafford is a lot better than Flacco.
Yes.
But I think the Ravens still at least go 500.
Yeah, I got them at 8-8, too. Or there, exactly. The Bengals, I just had switched. You get 10-6. I think they're still going to struggle a little bit, 6-10. And the Browns, we're a couple games off there. I'm not willing to give them 7 yet. I only gave them 4 wins. Because they're a team that's really used to losing.
Right.
I think if they fall behind, I don't know if they're the team to come back and win.
Right.
So I think it might take a culture a little bit of time to get them there. But still, 4 wins. If you're a Browns fan, I'd take
4 more than last year. I actually had them at 6-10 originally.
Yeah,
I did. And then when I went back over the record and I was looking at them, and I want to say that I had them beating. It was the Bengals. I had them at 6-10.
Yeah.
And then because I had the Bengals sweeping, I was like, no, because the Bengals almost lost to them last year. I was like,
yeah,
I really feel like, it's like, so I took the Browns at home, and then that's where the 7-9 came from. Next, we got the AFC South.
Yep. AFC South. You took back over again. Look at you.
I know. I'm sorry.
I have two teams from this division making the playoffs, as well as you do.
If I can almost guarantee they're not the same two teams.
They are not. The one team is that we know for sure that you see. I have the Jaguars winning the division at 12-4. I also have them the one seed, but the Patriots having a slight fall down at 2. And let's see, I had Houston number 2 in the division because I'm completely sold on Deshaun Watson if he could stay healthy.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson's incredible.
Yeah,
we both. I told you in things. I was like, you take him. Because he will not make it back to you because I get 2 picks.
Yeah.
He's not making it back to you.
I had for that brief spell last year when he was dominating and then he got hurt and my whole fantasy future just
died. Made it to the championship game. It was me and you.
Yeah, put that right there.
It was you and me.
I had Watson.
Yeah, if you had Watson, you probably would have smashed me.
Like, even Andrew Luck coming back, it doesn't – I still haven't called 8-8 because I don't think they're really a team other than him. Like, he's a great player. I like T.Y. Hilton a little bit. Yeah, he's a good receiver.
And I like Marlon Mack. I think Marlon Mack
helping
him out on the running game.
I think that other guy that's coming up behind him might give him some challenge for the playing time at running back this year. But that should be interesting, watching that develop. But, yeah, I still think that they're a wide-open door on defense a lot. Yeah, it's going to be – can they protect Andrew Luck? I'm not sure yet.
I know that the guard they drafted number 2 overall is getting huge praise.
That's good.
And
he took a sack in preseason. Scary.
Yeah.
I don't think he should be out there.
No, he shouldn't. He shouldn't be out there. Like if they did the Hall of Fame game, maybe out there for a couple snaps,
yeah.
But that's then resting.
Them taking a sack kind of preseason, that's not worth it.
I love Andrew Luck.
I do too.
I think he's elite. I think he's one of the elite when he's healthy. He makes the throws that some of these guys wish they could make.
Yeah.
And then now he's got that porn star mustache. And it's like, he's going to have that mustache power.
Yeah.
So I have, and this is wrong, because I can look at and tell you right now that I do not have the Titans going 7-9. I think I got rushed. I think I was rushing. I have the Texans at 7-9. And I know for a fact, if I showed you my phone, that I have the Titans going 5-11.
Wow, I have the Titans 7-9.
Yeah, I have the Titans at 5. I can pull you up on my phone because I think I was rushing and I was trying to get done because you said once you got done smoking, we was going to do it. And I was trying to rush get it off my phone. And I saw TT and I was like,
that's where I got one of the Patriots losses. I think Deshaun Watson outdoes him. Outdoes Brady. It's week 1.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson comes out of the gate. Maybe New England starts a little slow. I don't know. I gave that one to Houston.
Deshaun Watson is they came out last year. I was like, it's Deshaun. If the Texans are going to start him over Tom Savage, I mean, what kind of faith should I have in him?
Right.
And he comes out, and I think it's that the Seahawks game is what sold him on.
Yeah.
I was like, what the
he went at it with Brady last year.
Yeah, he did.
Back and forth. And that was an exciting game. Came down the last drive. Brady finally took it.
And I think the Texans defense adding Tyrann Mathieu, and then hopefully J.J. Watt stays healthy all season. Jadeveon Clowney's finally coming into his own. Like, it's just that defense could be really good. They could easily be 10-6 online. So,
you know what's sad, though, is Andrew Luck's been gone for so long that I forgot he was playing still, and I was going through, like, lost. I was like, wait, Andrew Luck's back, isn't he? I was like, wait, no, win.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that because I've been a Luck fan for a while.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, let's see. Where are we at now? AFC West?
Yes, sir.
All right, AFC West.
See, and I have to take over sometimes because you get lost.
I just start rambling.
That's all right.
I have two teams making the playoffs from this division.
Right.
And not one of them is the team that you had.
No.
I thought that I had left Kansas City out of the playoffs, but I actually had them sneaking in at 8-8.
Wow.
As the number six, Oakland, I have winning the division.
Hmm.
I got serious faith in this Oakland team, and I have no idea why. It's probably going to blow up my face. That's why I took Cooper in our draft, like, a little higher than I probably should have.
Okay.
But I feel like he's going to have a big year with Gruden. I had Oakland at 10-6. It's a tough division, actually, though.
It is a tough division. It's a lot tougher, like, now that I look at it on paper, I'm like, it's actually a tougher division than I thought it was going to be.
I mean, it's a tall one, really.
But for me, I actually have the Chargers running away with it.
Yep. Yeah, you do have the first seven good years.
I actually have the Chargers winning their last four.
I could see that happening. They're a weird team like that. Like,
yeah, Phillip Rivers is great. Melvin Gordon is top five running back in the NFL. Keenan Allen, same. I think he's top five wide receiver in the NFL.
Stay healthy. It's all health with that team.
Yeah,
Hunter
Henry, they have a stellar offensive line. I think they were ranked fourth in the NFL last year.
Yeah, their defense is sneaky good, too.
Yeah, Joey Bosa, which I think he's injured, though, again.
I think he did. I think it was minor.
But I think he's injured.
They lost a quarterback.
Melvin Ingram is Casey Hayward. That is his name. Casey Hayward was a pleasant surprise last year and was a Pro Bowl cornerback. And his numbers were actually, if you look at it, his numbers were actually better than Jalen Ramsey.
Were they really?
He didn't even get the targets Jalen Ramsey got. Nobody threw his way. Like, so I think somebody did the math. If he had the same amount of targets as Ramsey had, he'd have had 12 interceptions.
Wow.
And I think he finished with 8. So
did he have that many?
7 or 8, I can't remember. But somebody did the math. It was unbelievable. He had the same targets as some of the other guys were getting. He would have that many interceptions. But I don't think it's true because you can't tell, like, what ifs, you know. But
you never really drop it. He's a quarterback for a reason.
Yeah, but Casey Hayward, I think, is great.
They're the Chargers is what scares me.
Los Angeles Chargers. Did you see where Madden? Madden still hasn't got them figured out that they're in Los Angeles.
San Diego.
Yeah, somebody showed the intro to the first ever, like, they were playing Madden. It was on YouTube, and they were playing Madden. Here comes, and I can't think of the guy's name, but he's announcing now on Madden. He's like, and here we are live from San Diego. And they're not in San Diego. you asked me if Oakland, they're still in Oakland. I think they're scheduled 2020 to go to Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember when that was supposed to happen.
I think it's 2020. It might be 2021.
Also, Marshawn Lynch looks fast.
I hate Marshawn Lynch. I can't.
A lot of people probably hate Marshawn Lynch.
I do have the Raiders 9-7, though.
Yeah, you're one away. I mean, you have two winning teams. You have Chargers and Raiders. I had two teams, I believe, at 8-8 and one at 10-6. I had Oakland winning the division 10-6. Kansas City number 2 at 8-8. The Chargers at number 3 also 8-8, but I think a tiebreaker is what throws them off. And then Denver at 7-9 because they don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, Case Keenum, I think, was very capable for the Vikings.
Yeah.
He didn't have to be great. He just didn't have to be bad.
Right.
And he wasn't. And it's the same thing with Blake Bortles for me. Is that he doesn't have to be great. He just doesn't have to be bad because he has such a good defense and such a good running game.
Exactly.
But the Broncos don't have that.
Right.
They don't have the running game. They don't have Demaryius Thomas, as much as he thinks he's great, is not that good.
No. He's got that Des Bryant thing going on. He just thinks his name makes him this amazing receiver.
Yeah, so I don't think Case Keenum puts him over the edge. I have them at 6-10. I don't see them winning a lot.
Top six? You want to do top six?
Yeah, you can do your top six and I'll do mine.
Okay. Mine's, again, we got, I got a jumbled mess over here. I'm just like briefly trying to read that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how mine would look like if I didn't have the time to do this.
Yeah. Jacksonville, 12-4, the one seed. New England, I had 11-5, two seed. Three seed, Pittsburgh. Four is Oakland. Five, I had Houston. And six, tiebreakers, Kansas City.
Okay, so for me, I have the Patriots, the one seed, 13-3. I have the Steelers, just because of their divisional record, taking the tiebreaker over the Jaguars. But I do have the Jaguars at 12-4, just like you do. But I have the Steelers 12-4, taking the two seed. I have the Jaguars 12-4, taking the three seed, losing the tiebreaker to the Steelers. I have the Chargers at 11-5, taking the four seed. I have the Colts with Andrew Luck's return on a wing and a prayer, taking the five seed at 10-6, and the Bengals taking, they're going to be 10-6 as well, but I think they're going to take the six seed, just tiebreaker. I can't remember how I had it. I think I actually had the Colts beating the Bengals.
I could easily see the Colts and Texans flip-flopping. I just like my love for Deshaun Watson and what he does, plus the Colts not knowing how healthy Andrew Luck's going to be and stuff.
I think it's my love for Andrew Luck is the same your love for Deshaun Watson. I think that's what it did. That's what it is.
No homo luck.
Right, right. Well, if Deshaun Watson would grow the Tom Selleck, I might have chosen the Texans.
I don't know if he can rock that or not.
I don't know. He might be able to. If he does, I'm not going to tell him not to. That's the damn sure. 6'5", 245 pounds. I ain't going to tell him not to.
So I'm gonna go through my AFC playoffs, and then I'll tell you what I end up with, and you can run through your AFC playoffs.
Okay.
What you end up with, we'll do that. I had Kansas City at the six, playing number three, Pittsburgh. That game I had Pittsburgh coming out on top. Then I had the five seed playing the four, which is Houston, Oakland. I had Oakland winning that. Gruden in the playoffs. I gave him a little love there.
Right.
So that leads me to the three seed playing the two seed, Pittsburgh, New England. Once again, we're used to that. And then our crazy game over here where the four plays the one, Oakland and Jacksonville. It's a weird thing to say.
It is. That is very weird to say, to even think that the Jaguars and Raiders play in the playoffs. But it can happen.
And if it does, I got Jacksonville winning that game. Just purely on defense.
Yeah.
And the ability to run the ball.
And at home.
Yeah, and it's going to be at home. So it's a far trip. And again, I have New England topping Pittsburgh because I think at the end of the day, if they don't want to win, they'll cheat. And then they'll win anyway.
Yeah. Well, for me, we're gonna be a little different here, just because I'm tired of Tom Brady. I got the number three Jaguars taking on the number six Bengals, and I have the Jaguars coming on top. It's at home. Marvin Lewis doesn't win playoff games. Andy Dalton doesn't win playoff games. So I have the Jaguars coming on top. I have the four seed Chargers taking on the five seed Colts, and I have the Colts on the road beating the Chargers because it's the same thing. I don't think Rivers has very much playoff experience. Actually, I can't think of him ever being in the playoffs. I know he has. I just can't off the top of my head think. And so I have the Colts taking the upset over in Los Angeles, Madden, Los Angeles, taking the upset over the Chargers and going into New England and losing.
Yeah.
I have the Patriots, the one seed, taking on the Colts at five because that's how the NFL does it.
The higher seed plays the lowest.
Yeah. So I got the Patriots taking on the Colts and winning. And I have the Steelers and the Jaguars. And this year I have the Steelers at home, which they should at home again, beating the Jaguars, getting their revenge on the Jaguars at home.
Yeah.
I just think that their offense outweighs the Jaguars' offense. So if it comes down to the defenses, it's going to be the Jaguars. So then it would come down to the offenses, and I think the Steelers' offense is better than the Jaguars' offense.
Should be.
Like I said, Blake Bortles, he doesn't have to be great. He just has to be decent. And all he has to do is just one bad throw.
Yeah.
And it costs him the game.
My love for Oakland, too, is I think that Jordy Nelson still will help that team. Like, I feel like he's available to help that team.
I don't think, speaking of Jordy Nelson, though, I don't think without Aaron Rodgers he would be where he's at. Because you saw where he was with.
He's one of the fastest white dudes I've ever seen.
Yeah, he is. He's still lightning quick, even at 38, 39. 47, I don't know how it is. Feels like he's been playing forever, though. And then in the AFC title game, I have the Patriots and Steelers in New England, but I have Steelers on the road taking out New England.
So that we're a little different. A little different.
Yeah, so I have the Steelers making the Super Bowl for like 37th time.
I didn't even tell you. Yeah, I had Jacksonville beat New England because I went down there and put the game in there. I didn't even never.
Oh, did you not?
No, I didn't. I didn't know if we were going
to
do that yet.
Were we supposed to do that? My bad.
We did now. Patriots, Steelers. Yeah, Steelers winning.
I have the Steelers winning and going to the Super Bowl.
I have Patriots and Jaguars. I have the Jaguars winning. So we're very close.
Yeah, we're. Yeah, it's,
I think it's just the few teams that get beat that we didn't agree
right.
on. So we got. All right, you got Steelers for AFC. I got Jacksonville AFC.
Okay, so let's find out who we got in the NFC.
So my NFC, number 60, was Minnesota taking on New Orleans. So we remember what happened last year.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got revenge happening.
Yeah, you don't say you got revenge coming.
Okay, it's going to be in New Orleans. I think that Drew Brees is going to have a great season. I got him going on. Let's see, Atlanta and the Rams. It's my 5-4 matchup. And I had the Rams advancing in that one.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. I think Atlanta's going to have a big year. I think they'll be bounced back a little bit, but that's going to be an offensive showcase. And
yeah, I am curious to see how Calvin really fits into the offense.
Yeah.
Like, is Sanu, is he going to be okay taking that less passes? Because you know Ridley's going to get targets because he's easily the top wide receiver coming out of the draft.
I was actually
really high on Courtland Sutton. Courtland Sutton.
Yeah.
Out of SMU. I really hate that he went to New England. Not New England, but Denver. And I'm glad he didn't go to New England. That's where I was going with that.
I want no one to go to New England.
Yeah, no. They got enough.
So that puts me with New Orleans and Philadelphia. So Philadelphia's 2 seed. They'll play the high seed remaining, which is New Orleans. So that one, I give the edge against New Orleans. You'll probably disagree. I really wanted to see that this year.
Yeah.
When it was happening, I really did, because Minnesota just didn't do it, and they couldn't get the job done, so I had to watch the Eagles keep winning. So I think New Orleans can get the job done, just based on Breeze and experience. So I got L.A. and Green Bay in my other matchup, Jared Goff in a one game, Aaron Rodgers at home.
And it's funny that you said that, though, because I like doing little fun facts.
Yeah.
26 straight years, the Packers have had one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. They have Brett Favre, and then they transition Aaron Rodgers. 26 straight years to Super Bowl.
Yep. And that's crazy, isn't it?
Right? You would think that they had more, and the way that their fans talk, you would think they have 17. But, all right, so I didn't mean to interrupt, but I like doing fun facts.
Super Bowl, so. So Green Bay and New Orleans. It's going to be my NFC Championship game. And since you tell the winner, now we know this, I got New Orleans. Take them.
Okay. You got New Orleans Jaguars in the Super Bowl.
New Orleans Jaguars.
Super Bowl 53, New Orleans and Jacksonville. Oh, that feels weird. That feels weird to say, yeah. All right, so for me, my NFC, I got in the first round, I got the Saints at 3, taking on the Cowboys at 6. And I don't have your boys winning. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't either.
No, I got the Saints taking it. It's at home in the dome.
Breeze clowns us every time
we
play them. So.
Yeah, Breeze in the dome. It don't matter, except for apparently Minnesota's dome. He didn't really like it. Maybe it's just like the field turf. Maybe the field turf was different. Because they scored
They scored
0 points in the first half against the Vikings. Right, so Alvin Kamara going out and like, we would have beat the Eagles' ass. You scored 0 points in the first half. No, I don't think so. You're not coming into that. You're not coming into Lincoln Financial Field in the cold and beating up on the Eagles. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. But my 4 seed is the Rams taking the NFC West. And I got them playing the 5 seed Vikings. And I have the Rams pulling it out. I feel like they're almost there.
Yeah.
I feel like they're almost there. Sean McVay is a great coach. Jared Goff is a great quarterback. Gurley, of course, like I said before, is top two running backs. I think Le'Veon Bell is still the best running back in the NFL. I think Gurley's 2, and then Zeke 3. That would be my top.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could flip-flop any of them, but that would be personally my top 3. So in the second round, I got them going to Philadelphia to play the Eagles, and I just think that defense of the Eagles and Carson Wentz, if Carson Wentz plays the whole season, plays in the playoffs, I think the Eagles are just going to be tough to beat. Especially at home, because if they got the 1 seed home field advantage, they're going to be tough to beat, just like last year, even with Nick Foles.
No.
So I got the Eagles taking the Rams, but I still feel like the Rams are this close. because that defense got even better. They got Aqib Talib and Marcus Peterson.
Yep.
So, I feel like they're this close, and they could easily beat the Eagles. They could. They just one bad snap, one bad throw, and they could. Because the Rams got
the whole NFC feels to me.
Yeah.
It's like
The NFC is much more competitive than AFC. I feel like let's say the Rams going into Philadelphia, the Rams could beat it, but I don't think the Colts are going into New England and beating the Rams.
No.
So my two seed is the Packers. We just had them flip flop. I had the Eagles 1, Packers 2, where you had 2-1. And I had them taking on the Saints, and I just don't trust Breeze outside of a dome.
Yes, sir, yeah,
especially in the on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. But that is the marquee matchup, though. It's Breeze, Rodgers, to go to the NFC title. That's for me, that's how I feel it's going to be, and I have the Packers taking it, and I feel like Packers going into Lincoln Financial Field don't get the job done. If it was at Lambeau, if they took the one seed, I feel like they beat Philadelphia. I feel like Carson Wentz fully healthy. That defense, they got a whole offensive line back this year. We lost Jason Peters last year, and still, like I said, Doug Peterson is the next man up. That's his philosophy, and it worked for us last year. But hopefully, we don't have to worry about it this year.
Yeah, you got to lock him up too, Doug Peterson.
Yeah. And I feel like Jay Ajayi is going to run for 1,200 yards.
He could.
And I just think that offense is going to be explosive with Wentz back. He doesn't look like he missed a beat just seeing him out there on the practice field. I know it's hard to tell the difference in the practice and game. So I have Super Bowl 53. I have the Eagles and the Steelers. The Pennsylvania Super Bowl that everybody is always clamoring for that I know because everybody I know is Steelers fans. So I was like, oh, we got to have that Pennsylvania Super Bowl. So I finally have it. Super Bowl 53, Eagles versus Steelers.
Who you got with?
I got the Eagles going back to back.
Okay.
Also,
I see your MVP.
Yeah, and I got Carson Wentz as the MVP. He could easily just be the comeback player of the year just because of his injury and coming back and winning it. But I have Carson Wentz being the MVP of the league because other than Brady and Rodgers, can you tell me a better quarterback than Carson Wentz?
I have Drew Brees with the MVP league.
Oh, yeah, Drew Brees. Okay, so you can tell me that Drew Brees is better.
Okay. And I also have him with the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I think they'd beat Jacksonville. In a one-game situation with Jacksonville, I take Drew Brees.
Yeah, that was for me. It's when I come down to the one-game situation, the Eagles offense and defense versus the Steelers offense. I think the Eagles defense is way better than the Steelers defense, and the offenses could be either or. Because Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown – it's really just about how Ben Roethlisberger plays.
Yeah,
so I feel like Wentz doesn't have bad games.
No.
He has okay games. He doesn't have bad games. But Roethlisberger, when he has bad games,
he has bad games.
He has bad games. He has 5 interception bad games.
Yeah.
So that'll about wrap up the NFL season for us.
Yeah, we went through the whole season.
So we'll come back midway through the season. We'll do a part two, see how both of us are doing midway through the season.
Yeah, we'll keep these.
Yeah, we'll keep these. Mine's it'd be easier for me to keep on my phone than it is a piece of paper. We ran a little bit over, but not too much.
Well, not too bad. We figured it'd take a while to do the whole season.
Yeah, it was the whole season. But I enjoy this podcast. I love doing talking sports is my thing.
It breezes by.
Yeah, and I think
no pun intended.
Funny. No, that was good. I didn't do that one.
I didn't do it on purpose.
But it worked. I think we're taking off next week, and I think the following week we are going to come back with a It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia themed show. They're both big fans of the show. It comes back September 12th or 13th.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th. It comes back September 13th, and we're both very excited for it. So we'll have a rundown of that. And you got anything else to take with?
Be excellent to each other.